Healthcare experts gathered in Jackson this week to spell out what the Supreme Court ruling about the Affordable Care Act could mean for patients in Wyoming. Rebecca Huntington has more.
About 100 people attended the talk, sponsored by St. John's Medical Center.
I think a lot of people still don't know what's in the law itself, what's available to them, and what the ramifications might be of the law being approved by the Supreme Court and therefore being the law of the land. And how they might take advantage of it.
That's Gary Trauner, the chief operating officer for St. John's. He told the crowd that one benefit of the new law is that it requires insurance companies to make preventive services free.
So you can go in and you can get a colonoscopy or a mammogram or other preventive services with no copayment for free. Your insurance company has to pay for that. That's a significant difference from the past. So there are some benefits in the law. There are some things that people can take advantage of that they may not be aware of.
Also speaking was Kathy Swartz, a professor of health policy and economics at the Harvard School of Public Health. She's the author of Reinsuring Health, Why More Middle-Class People Are Uninsured, and What Government Can Do. She also has researched how to implement the Affordable Care Act.
So I think one big misconception is that this is going to cost all of us a lot more money. And in fact, there are a lot of savings that are called for in the law. We're already paying for a lot of care provided to people who don't have health insurance. And this is going to shift that around, and there are savings that are projected to come out of this on the order of somewhere between $124 billion to $400 billion decline in the deficit by 2020.
Swartz says that the healthcare law will not only save the federal government money, but also offers incentives to make the delivery of healthcare cheaper. For example, the law offers money to states to upgrade medical records, making them electronic, which she says would be more efficient. But so far, she says, Wyoming hasn't taken advantage of those kinds of incentives. Wyoming could also receive federal funding to set up a consumer assistance program to help citizens understand the new law. One in four people in Teton County lack health insurance. And Swartz says the healthcare law gives those people a choice.
So they have a choice of whether or not they want to obtain coverage or pay a penalty, which is relatively modest.
She adds that there are exemptions for lower-income individuals. There are still several unknowns about the new law, though. First, we don't know exactly what kinds of private insurance individuals or small businesses will be able to buy. That's up to each state to decide. Wyoming still needs to decide whether it will set up its own private health care exchange or remain on the sidelines and let the federal government do it for them. She says that if Wyoming takes the reins, it could join with other states to create an exchange that gives consumers more options. And St. John's new CEO, Lou Hoheiser, says there are other uncertainties, some of which keep him up at night.
What we haven't done is tackle the issue of how we get rid of unnecessary services. So there's a lot of money in healthcare that there are MRIs and CT scans and prostate cancer treatments that cost five times as much as the other prostate cancer treatment that don't make things any better, that we haven't said we're going to make sure we take those costs out of the system so we can pay for the expansion.
Hoheiser says the hospital will continue to keep the community informed as officials figure out the rest of the nuts and bolts surrounding the new law. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington.